The reading this morning comes from the book of Genesis. I'm actually only going to read the first four verses of Genesis 12. Hear the word of our Lord. Now the Lord said to Abram, "Go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. I will make of you a great nation, and I will bless you and make your name great so that you will be a blessing. I will bless those who bless you, and the one who curses you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth shall be blessed." So Abram went. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Have you ever done any work to trace or understand your family tree? I did this a number of years ago, and on my father's side of the family, we actually trace things back to the Plymouth Plantation. My cousin is actually trying to make the connection to the Mayflower, though the records are a little bit thin those last couple of years. On my mom's side of the family, that generation made its way to the United States, landing on these shores somewhere in the later 1800s. Most of my family hopped aboard a sailing ship out of England or Germany to make their voyage. And they left their homeland and they sailed the seas and found a new home somewhere between Massachusetts and New York. You know, we all have that story somewhere in our family tree. Someone, somewhere, sometime, decided that they were going to go. They were going to go to a new land. And the reasons could be a hundredfold: economics, drought, famine, war, refugees, religious persecution, or just simply a chance to start over. Every one of us has had in our past an immigrant scene that starts with a tearful goodbye with family and friends, and then a ship's boarding, or a bus, or a car, or a plane, or walking, in hopes of making it to a new land. Maybe you were the one who left. Maybe you are that first generation. Or maybe it happened a few hundred years ago, but there came a time when one generation said to another generation, "We must go." We are all the product of someone's immigrant dream, even if it is our own story. And so it is with God's great story. In Genesis 10 and 11, we read a ton of genealogies, dozens of names, dozens of generations, all the way from the time of Noah, through the story of Babel, all the way to the end of Genesis 11. We have this never-ending list of names who form the family tree of Abram. And for the most part, this family tree lived in the same region of the world. It was a land called Ur. It's a region along the Euphrates River, which is in present-day Iraq. Now, in the 3rd and 4th centuries BC, some 5,000 years ago, there was really no reason for people to venture very far from where they were born and raised. There was no travel channel to suggest some exotic place to relocate. Ur, for these people, was where you were born, where you lived, where you gave birth, and where you died. It was a provincial family tree. And then we learn two things. First, the family tree for Abram and Sarai, his wife, was coming to an end. At least their part of the family tree. They were unable to have children. The branches of the tree were going to grow around them, but not through them. And second, Terah, Abram's father, senses in himself the need to leave Ur. And we're told that Terah and Abram and Sarai went out from Ur of the Chaldeans to go to the land of Canaan. Terah said, "I must move." But then we're told that in his going out from Canaan, Terah went only as far as Haran in present-day Turkey. And he stopped. And he settled there in Haran. Canaan may have been the dream, but Haran is where Terah settled. There's something good about putting down roots. There always does come a time to settle. But then we're told that Terah died, and now it's left up to Abram and Sarai, the barren Abram and Sarai, to decide what to do. Do we go back to Ur? Do we go back home? Do we go back to our people? Or do we stay settled? Do we stay here in Haran? Or do we move on? Where is this family tree going to go? And then the writer of Genesis tells us, "Now the Lord said to Abram, go from your country and from your kindred and from your father's house to a land that I will show you. I will make out of your barrenness a great nation, and I will bless you, and I will make your name great, so that you will be a blessing. I'll bless those who bless you, and the ones who curse you I will curse. And in you all the families of the earth will be blessed." And then come these two words, "Abram went." Tom Cahill, in his History of Western Civilization, says that those two words, "Abram went," are perhaps the two boldest words in all of literature. Because out of that great cycle of settledness, out of that great sadness of barrenness, there emerges a man and a woman who unsettle themselves, trusting that by going, God will make good on God's promise for a new life. And Abram went to the land of Canaan. And by doing that, experienced the faithfulness of God by being a blessing and a father to many nations. You know, a lot of life is lived between the settling and the going. Now, when I talk about the settling and the going, I'm not talking about geographical relocation. The settling and going that I'm talking about is the movement that takes place in our minds, in our hearts, in our souls. How settled are you in your mind, in your heart, or in your soul? How tied are you to the patterns of your past, the settled sense of your world? How beholden are you to the ancestry of your life? And how drawn are you to respond to the voice of God inside of you, to strike out, to go and claim a new place where you can bear fruit? What stems and branches are forming out of you on the great family tree in which you are a part? Or has the fruit stopped growing within you? Is life so settled for you that there is no room to grow? No place for your soul to discover that you might be a blessing? For God said to Abram, "I will bless you to be a blessing." You know, the social sciences have been for a long time telling us that we're a product or a condition of our past. That human beings are conditioned creatures. We're conditioned by our parents, we're conditioned by our families, we're conditioned by our environment. We're even products of our genetic codes, and that the human reality is that the apple doesn't fall far from the tree. And somewhere along the way, we subconsciously become settled with that. That we are here to repeat the past. Does anyone here have an iPhone? You probably all do. A while back, my phone began telling me where I was going before I got into my car. I'd be walking out of my house and toward my car in the morning, and a message would pop up, 37 minutes to work. I'd get in my car after work, and it would say, 42 minutes to home. On Thursday nights, it says, 18 minutes to Sterling, but that's an inside joke, only if you know me well. You know, it's frightening to see how settled into a routine that we become. You know, I love the days when a message comes up on my phone that I'm heading somewhere and I'm actually headed in a different direction. Ha ha, Siri, you don't know everything. But the point is that we do become settled. We get into patterns, we bear little fruit. Maybe that's why Jesus talked about being the vine and that God is the vine dresser. Jesus is the tree and God is the great pruner. Any branch that does not bear fruit, God prunes so that it can bear more fruit. Sometimes we have to work our way out of our conditioned settledness and discover something new and unique that the Creator has always intended for you to do. Robert Coles, the Harvard psychologist, in his book, A Spiritual Life of Children, recalls meeting with a 10-year-old girl named Mary and talking with her about what she thought her purpose in life was. And Mary said, I don't want to waste my time here on this earth. When you're put here, it's for a reason. The Lord wants you to do something. If you don't know what, then you got to try hard to find out. It may take time. You may make mistakes. But if you pray, God will lead you to your direction. God won't hand you a piece of paper with a map on it. God will whisper something. And at first, you may not even hear. But if you have trust and you keep turning to God, it'll be all right. What profound words by a 10-year-old. If you have trust in God and you keep turning to God, it'll be all right. Where's God asking you to go? You know, today marks the beginning of a new program year. We're all excited about it. We had lots of kids in Sunday school, teachers that are excited about starting up this new year. Choirs are starting up again, lending voice and beauty to our worship. Maybe God is calling you to commit to singing or ringing with a choir. We have a new service called Illuminate beginning. There are opportunities to set that up, break it down, to make coffee, to be a greeter, all different kinds of things. Maybe God is calling you to play an instrument or lend your voice in that service. Maybe you're here this morning because it is Sunday school kickoff. And you feel that Sunday school is very important for the spiritual development of your child. And maybe God is calling you to commit to being here every Sunday, knowing that your children are in Sunday school. Maybe God is calling you to some act of service. Maybe feeding women and children at Oasis, or cooking every month for the soup kitchen. What is God calling you to commit to? Where is God asking you to go? Over the next few weeks, you're going to hear many minutes for ministry about opportunities to unsettle yourself. Your life and mine is lived somewhere between the settling and the going. Abram had settled. But then came the voice, the whisper, go, Abram, and I will bless you, and you will be a blessing. You will bear new fruit from an old tree, and in you all the families of the earth will be blessed. Where are you between your settling and your going? What are the old branches inside your family tree that need pruning? What new fruit is waiting within your mind, your heart, your soul to be born? What is God calling you to? What whispers are there yet to hear? Will you settle back into your own patterns? Or will you go where God leads so that you too can be a blessing? Amen.